Hi everyone, welcome back to episode number 46 of Life Actually with me, Rebecca Kane. Thank you as always for joining me. Let's set the scene. I always like to set the scene at the start of these episodes. Let me give you a clue or clue. Let me give you an overview. I don't know, maybe clue was the right word. I don't know. It's a Monday evening. It is 6:30. I've just been out my hot girl walk. It was lovely. I went to M&S. I bought some blueberry hot cross buns. I ate one on the way home. It was delicious. And now I'm sitting with my nice Philip Kingsley hair mask in. Got my house coat on. The lamp is lit. I actually might pause this and go light a candle to get some more ambiance. And I'm just having a really nice evening. I'm going to make some chicken with roasted veg soon. Massey's going to be back from the gym soon. It is going to be great. And before, if you listen to my last episode, you'll be like, Rebecca, why are you not at the gym? Today is not a scheduled gym day for me because I have been up since 3:50 a.m. this morning because I was back in Belfast for my beautiful little godson's christening, which was really good fun. And he is so gorgeous and it was really great to be back. But it did mean getting the 6 a.m. flight this morning back to London. I actually don't mind getting early morning flights. I always feel bad for my daddy. He has to leave me up or mommy. But I don't mind because it gets out of the way. And I actually prefer to like later evening flights, especially if I'm flying into Stansted, which is where like the really cheap flights are from. But Jesus, it's just so far away because I live in the west of London. And I don't know why I hesitated not so much. I do live in West London. I don't know why I said the west of London. Anyway, I live in West London. My postcode starts with a W and Stansted's like basically in Cambridge. So it's ages away. It takes so long. Like, I think I take for granted living so close to the airport at home because over here, airports are just like far. They're far away. I'm actually really close to Heathrow, but it's still not that easy to get there. And it's really rather expensive to fly out of. However, I did put it on my vision board this year that by the end of the year, I just want to be flying out of Heathrow all the time rather than out of Stansted because it is so far away. But it takes me like an hour to get to the Stansted Express, maybe like 50 minutes to get to Stansted Express and then an hour in Stansted Express. So it's like 2 hours just to actually get to the airport, which is a bit of a pain in the ass. Anyway, needless to say, it's actually been a good day considering I had like 4 and a bit hours sleep last night. It's been a good day and yeah, it's been nice and chill. Had my nice walk, had my nice hot cross bun. Sitting down this evening with a bit of a different episode today because rather than doing my like usual start of the episode, like lifestyle chat, musings, things that have been on my mind, and then diving into some nice spiritual life lesson, I'm just gonna talk. I'm just gonna chat shit for half an hour or however long it may be, because today is my, well, it's episode number 46, but it's actually more than that. It's my numbered episode number 46, but I don't like numbering the book club episodes because they're not like regular episodes, you know. Maybe I should number them, I don't know. But it's also my second anniversary, so Life Actually turned 2 on the 21st, I think, of January. So we are into February now, but it's fine. So like 2 years I've been doing this, and I just was like, oh, I don't know, it just feels really special. And the reason actually that this episode is delayed is because I was meant to bake another cake at the weekend, but when I was home, it was pretty chaotic. I'm going to get into my cake story. It's a real tale, I've got to tell you that, later in the episode. But I thought today, I just have lots of like funny things that I've been thinking about this week, things in my mind, recommendation, good podcasts to listen to. So I'm going to do that this episode. And then next week, I am actually recording with my friend Shan, who is traveling Sri Lanka. We used to work together in Sainsbury's. When was that? Like during COVID. It's like 2020. And she has just completed her yoga teacher training and is in Sri Lanka traveling. I think she just left India as well. And before that, I'm not sure. I don't actually remember where she was before that, if it was a different part of India or if it was somewhere else. But she's traveling all that part of Asia at the minute. And she's going to come on next week episode, hopefully, to talk about that. I'm going to put up a question box. So if you have any questions to ask her, we can go through them. And I'm really excited to just catch up with her and see what she's been up to. And she's also a fellow Sagittarius. So I love talking to Sagittariuses, because we're the best. And also I just feel like we vibe a lot, you know, that kind of the the soul always kind of craving more adventure and travel and everything is something that I can definitely get on board with. And a priority for me this year is actually traveling more. So yeah, I'm really excited to talk to her. And then the episode after that, I think what I'm going to do is, or do you know what? It'll be my 50th episode actually, because this is 46, that'll be 47. So by the end of February, I will have got to my 50th episode. And for that episode, I'm going to have a look back on like 50 episodes of Life Actually, 2 years of Life Actually, and see what the crack is with that. All the lessons that I've learned over the last couple of years, my biggest takeaways, my biggest kind of, I don't know, favorite quotes or whatever it may be. But I'm excited for that. And I'm going to actually like go through my episodes and, you know, write down anything that really stuck out to me. Just reflect on basically the past 2 years and 50 episodes of my life and how much my life has changed in that time and how much I would love it to change in the next 2 years as well. Okay, I have lit my massively overpriced Soho Home leather and oud candle. I have cozied down into the sofa. I should have made myself a cup of chamomile tea, but I did not, so we're gonna move past it and get stuck into today's episode. You know what else I should do? I should put on some of that like nice slow jazz and like background cityscape on YouTube. They're like my favorite videos to watch. My YouTube is literally all of that. Like my YouTube homepage is all like cozy cabin lodge, evening cafe music, slow jazz, or ski lodge, like snowscape, or like rainy evening in New York. That's literally my entire YouTube channel. Like that is it. I said channel, but I meant subscription. And that's exactly what I did. I went for Malibu seascape. I'm looking at nice kind of rugged cliffs and I'm in my bedroom. This is probably like the bedroom that I visualize whenever I visualize my dream bedroom. Like this is it. Looking out onto the sea. It looks like it's sunset. There are candles lit on a tray on the bed with some rocks, which I don't know if I'm vibing with that because they're like on the bed, but definitely, definitely, definitely manifesting this for myself, I've got to be honest. And it was right there whenever I opened up YouTube, so clearly meant to be. The algorithm is algorithming really, really, really well. Anyway, I think, to be honest, I'm going to set the tone. I think that this whole episode is basically going to be me chatting about similar topics to seascapes in a very similar vibe. So if you usually come here just to hear my wonderful voice and accent and occasional lisp that I get for some reason whenever I'm recording a podcast, then you're in the right place. If you came here to actually take something really educational away, then you never know, I might drop some little golden nuggets, but I don't have any plans, so I'm giving you forewarning. I actually don't have any plans. But let's get stuck into it. 2 years of Life Actually is absolutely mad, and it's actually been about 2 or 3 weeks since my last podcast episode, like regular podcast episode, main podcast episode. I have released many book club episodes in the meantime. And by the way, if you're not part of the Life Actually book club, you should join. I'm going to leave the Geneva link below, and you're going to hear me writing down leave Geneva link in description. Leave Geneva link in description. Okay, because Geneva is the like chat app that I have downloaded and created a group on for us to discuss like anything book club related or anything Life Actually related. Probably gonna have like 10 members, but I'd be buzzing if I got 10 members, I've got to be honest. I'm manifesting like 1,000, so got to make that happen. And I'm manifesting 1,000 soon, I've got to be honest, so I really do need to get onto that. Speaking of manifestations, well, firstly, actually, I will leave the Geneva like chat link in the group chat below, and there will be more than 10 people. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't want to join because there's only 10 people, just join. You'd really make me happy. And there will be more, because by the time I recruit all my family and friends, there's bound to be like at least 11. Jokes aside. Manifesting. I saw this thing on TikTok a couple of weeks ago, and it was this girl who had bought herself like loads of little mini bottles of Prosecco so that every time she achieved a goal, she's gonna like pop open a little bottle of Prosecco. So I was like, you know what, I'd love to do that. And then I was like, do I want, because I'm trying to like save money and, you know, be sensible with money and stuff, like, do I want to buy loads of different bottles of Prosecco? I did not buy the 10 that I was originally planning to buy, but I bought 4 and it was like a tenner. They're actually on offer in Tesco, but there's no Tesco near me. And delighted. I don't know. I feel like it's just such a nice little gesture. Like, I think I'm going to do it quarterly. So I've got 4 goals for quarter one. Well, actually, I've got 5 goals, but one of them's like speak Italian. And that is more of an ongoing thing than something that I will actually tick off. So I bought a little bottle of Prosecco for each of my like 4 goals that I want to achieve by the end of quarter one, which is the end of March. And I'm so excited to like just pop them, you know, pop them and have a little glass, me and Mass, celebrating our wins. And I just think that's such a sweet idea. I haven't written the goal on them yet, but I might do that tonight. Though I'd like to buy some nice ribby ribbon and like tie the goal around the little bottle of Prosecco and then put it somewhere nice. But honestly, I just think that's like such a cute little gesture. And I'm excited to pop them, and I'm excited to achieve some goals. And speaking of achieving goals, I'm fucking loving taking action at the minute. Like, I'm really, 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 really in the flow of just fucking doing shit. Like, just actually doing it. Like, I said this in every single episode recently, but I really have suffered previously from, like, basically really prioritizing saying that I'm going to do loads of stuff rather than actually doing the stuff. But there's such a thrill and such a momentum that comes from actually doing the things that you're going to say that you do. And you build up trust with yourself as well. And like, I go through periods where I like do the things that I say I'm going to do, and I tick everything off my list, etc. And I feel really good about myself. And then I fall into this, oh yeah, I'm going to do this when X, Y, Z, like when these conditions are met. And you know what? Things don't get done. Things don't happen when you need them to happen. Like, you will not get stuff done when you set yourself a condition in which you'll fulfill it. Like, me being like, oh, I'm going to reach out to this person whenever I reach this number of episodes or this number of downloads or whatever. Like, that's not going to happen. Just reach out to that person now and build your case now if you want them, like if I want them on the podcast or whatever it is. So I'm really, really enjoying and in the flow of taking action, of actually getting shit done, of not procrastinating and not being a perfectionist and just doing it. And I think a lot of it's coming from reading The Mountain Is You, because I feel very like action orientated. I actually don't know. I think about this like rather often. Anytime I see the word oriented, I'm like, is it action oriented or action orientated? I don't know. Somebody tell me, because I'm actually not too sure. Either way, I am that. I am orientating myself around action and just getting stuff done. I am ticking boxes. I am making moves. And I really encourage you to do it too, because there's just such a nice thrill about doing things. I don't know. Like, it just feels so good to actually do stuff rather than just say that I'm going to do stuff and then not actually do it. If you've listened to this podcast from the beginning, you'll know that there's been quite a few episodes where I'm like, right, I need to do this, I need to do that. And I've had all the intentions of doing it, but then I just let other parts of life get in the way and I never actually did it. Whatever it may be, like an intro for this podcast, for example, I have the music that I want to use on my laptop, and I started recording what I wanted it to be. This is like back in September, I think. I actually recorded it in Italy, but you can hear Lila, Massey's mum's dog, like snoring in the background. And I was like, this is not going to cut it. And I just haven't done it since. And I just remembered about it. So I want to do that again. Another thing getting written down. Hold on. L-A intro. And fuck it, we'll throw in a wee outro there as well. I will say, I know I'm throwing in a wee outro there, but I'll see what actually happens with that. But I definitely want to get the intro done at some point in the next few weeks, maybe for my 50th episode. That would be good, only 50 episodes later. But writing things down in to-do lists that you're not actually going to get done, I need to genuinely consider this outro before I add it to my list, because a lot of the times I will just write stuff down and have no intention of doing it. Or I know that I'm going to put it off and I'm not doing that. I'm not claiming that energy anymore. Now I am like, okay, will I get this done this week? Is it realistic? Yes. Okay. Popping it down there. It's getting done and I will push myself to get it done. And it's just fun being disciplined. Like, it's actually fun having my week planned out. I've got the days that I'm going to my gym planned out and I'm sticking to them because I'm building up that trust and that relationship with myself again. I have already hit my 10k today, which is good. So I'm going to take those off. And I'm going to read my 15 pages after this month in the Life Actually Book Club. Like I was saying earlier, we're reading Fuck Being Humble by Stephanie Sword Williams. Really good book. I think 2 chapters in at the minute. I'm going to release part 1 of it this week. And it's just really good so far. It's a very easy read. I really like the layout of the pages and the colors, and it's just like also a really beautiful book and a nice one to have on the bookshelf. Tangible information, tangible like action steps that you can take, and everything she says is like backed up with like evidence as well. If she's making claims about, you know, I don't know, imposter syndrome in the workplace or whatever, like there's actual evidence and studies and proof to back it up, and it's like kind of shocking. There was someone really, oh God, I don't remember, but I will say it in the actual book club episode, like a really shocking statistic. I think it was about like, oh God, what was it? Maybe the number of like self-employed people this generation and compared to previous. It was something along those lines. And it was really shocking. And, you know, I love a good stat. I also love genuine, tangible action steps that will help you further your career and further your life, because I'm at a place at the minute where I really want to push forward with my career, do my own thing, and like I guess corporately or in like, you know, my 9 to 5 as well. And I think this book is really going to help me do that. Also, I have never ever owned having a podcast as much as I have in the past month. Like I just feel really proud, maybe because I've hit the 2-year mark, maybe because I've realized again from The Mountain Is You that like it doesn't have to be perfect, and I don't want to procrastinate and keep putting it off, telling people publicly about it and like owning it and being proud of it and saying that I have a podcast and I'm a podcaster or a podcast host or whatever until I like get X level of number of guests or whatever, or have X production quality. Like I'm never going to achieve that if I keep putting it off and off. So I'm just owning it now, and it feels so good to actually like own the fact that I love doing this podcast. I love chatting into this microphone and just like running off my thoughts and running my mouth a little bit and learning a little bit. And I honestly loved doing the book club last week as well, like so much. And I actually told people about it towards the end of the month. At the beginning I was a bit like, I had a few opportunities to say it and I, you know, was a bit quiet, whereas now I'm like, yeah, I do this like podcast book club, you can listen along. And getting back to Geneva, if you sign up below, basically it's just like a chat, we can all chat in one space, we can post like discussion questions and stuff, and it's a really great app in general. Like there's loads of local London groups. I'm part of it for 2 podcasts, Kenzie Elizabeth's podcast, or just I guess like YouTube channels in general, and then The Wellness Cafe, which is another good podcast if you ever want to give it a listen, by Trinity Tondelier, I think her name is. She is Canadian, I'm fairly certain. Good podcast. I like listening to it whenever I'm at a walk. The only thing is, I find it quite repetitive, like a lot of the topics are the same, but she has a nice voice, she's nice to listen to, and she talks a lot about being like that girl and like that kind of vibe. But yeah, they both use it. Like that's how I know it exists. And whenever I downloaded it, there were like quite a few local groups in London as well. So I was like, ah, this could be really good for the book club, because obviously it's like virtual and good discussion group, means people don't have to give their numbers, so we don't have to do a WhatsApp group. And yeah, I will leave it linked below. It is called Life Actually, the group or something like that. But again, everything will be in the link below. Speaking of the links below, I seriously recommend you use the fork if you are thinking of going for dinner. I don't think there's that many places at home, like in Belfast where the surrounding areas, that actually have it. But if you're in England, especially in London, use the fork, book with the fork, refer your friends on the fork. You get £50 every time they make, or not every time, £50 for every person who makes their first booking through your referral link. Like that's a £50 voucher towards dinner. Matthew and I eat out free. We've eaten out free like with a £50 voucher like 4 or 5 times in the past 6 weeks. So it really does make a difference, and I highly recommend it. Is that everything that I was like rambling on? I think so. I can go back to my little guided notes now though. I kind of think I remember where they were going. You can probably hear my fingers tapping because I'm locked out. Is it going to work? Is it going to work? Yes. Okay, so also on today's show, this is what we're going to dive into. This is funny. Do I start with... okay, I'll start with this. Anytime I do anything remotely, like even remotely IT related, I honestly think I am that bitch. I am that woman in STEM. I am basically Sheryl Sandberg. Like, I have a degree in software engineering. I talk about this relatively frequently. I studied it and computer science for like 4 years plus my placement year. Like, I do not use this at all in my daily life. I worked in IT support for the Renault F1 team for over 2 years, and I fixed a lot of printers, and it was very hardware focused, and I haven't thought about it, like the work that I actually did there since I left. That was 2 years ago. It was at the end of 2021. But a few weeks ago, I got a printer. I got a printer because I needed to print some stuff out for LA. I call life actually, by the way. I needed to print some stuff out for LA, and I needed to print some stuff out for like other bits and pieces as well. And I bought a printer. Obviously, if you buy a printer, you have to set it up. I did not think about setting up a fucking printer. I was just like, right, I'll buy it and then I can plug it in and then I can print my stuff out. Obviously, you have to set it up and connect to the Wi-Fi. Duh, obviously. Anyway, I set it up. All by myself. Didn't need Massey's hand at all. Which, to be honest, is fair. I think the reason that I'm like not great at setting things up is because I'm not great at following instructions. I kind of like to just do my own thing. Anyway, set it up. It even had a few error messages, but I read those error messages. I Googled them. I found the solution. I managed to get it all up and running within like half an hour. And I literally felt like on top of the world. Like, you know when like an adult beats a kid at a sprint race or something and the adult's really buzzing, like something in sports day, like that is literally how I felt. I felt like I just like beat my enemy, the printer being my enemy. Like the fact that I actually managed to successfully set it up, I was on top of the fucking world. I was like, I am the woman in STEM. Not a woman in STEM, the woman in STEM. I studied 5 years for this shit to be able to set up this printer. Like, this was what I was born to do. Like, this is my destiny. Like, I am just so good at technology. I am so talented. I am so technologically driven, all because I set up this printer. But like, I'm not even exaggerating. I literally felt on top of the world. And it just made me laugh so much because it was a printer. Like, it came with decent instructions. Like, there were many different ways you could set it up, many different instructions you could follow, and it probably wasn't really that difficult, but it just made me kind of yawn. It just made me laugh like so much because I had such a good time setting up that printer. I actually didn't have that good a time setting it up, but I had a great time telling people that I set it up. I sent a photo into my family group chat because they always used to make fun of me when I worked at Renault, and they were like, oh, sure, all you do is fix printers all day. And although fixing printers did occasionally take up like a fair bit of my time, it was not all I did. But this is the first, like, genuinely the first IT related thing I've done since I left Renault, like hands-on tech, I would say hardware thing that I've done since I left Renault. And it just felt like such a throwback, getting back to my roots. I was literally like, I'm getting back to my roots. I'm getting back to where I come from. This is me. I am the woman in STEM. Like, maybe I need to go back into, you know, some kind of technologically driven career rather than marketing. It just really made me laugh. It really made me laugh. Do you ever do things like that where it's like something rather basic, but you just feel literally on top of the world? Because that is exactly how I felt. Moving on. Speaking of reminiscing, Snow Patrol, General Fiasco, and any of those like kind of vibe bands, right? They came up on my, I think it was Snow Patrol originally, came up on my Spotify shuffle the other day. It might have been the DJ, you know, the way you get the AI DJ now. And I felt like I was transported back through time. I felt like I was like 16 again, like studying for my A levels, like working really hard, going to the cinema after school on a Friday. Like, I literally felt like I'd been transported through time listening to Snow Patrol and General Fiasco as well. Another one, I don't even know if they've had any new music in the past like 15 years. And who else? Catfish and the Bottlemen. Used to be obsessed with them. I think they've broken up now. But like, it was this music that came on my Spotify DJ shuffle, whatever it's called. And it just felt like it transported me right back to being a teenager again. And if you feel like you also want to be transported back to like being on the bus on the way to school, looking out the window whilst it's raining, you've got your earphones in, there's loads of first year screaming around you, but you know that you're like, you know, that kind of not quite emo, but on the edge kid, like, you know, living your best little dramatic life. I really urge you to go back and listen to some Snow Patrol, Jam Fiasco, Catfish and the Bottlemen, those kind of vibes, you know, those kind of bands. Also, kind of related to this, One Direction. I may have mentioned it before. I kind of forget about One Direction, then every so often I just listen to them and I feel great for it. I put them on shuffle the other day. Perfect is such a banger. Like, that's really all I have to say. Perfect is such a banger. Actually, I have one more thing to say. Perfect's a fucking banger, and Stockholm Syndrome, I hate it. I do not understand. Claire McCauley loves this song. Like, I do not understand the obsession with Stockholm Syndrome. I just don't get it. I would understand the obsession if One Direction wanted to get back together and do like a reunion tour. I would definitely be there. I'd probably queue up for tickets. But Stockholm Syndrome, just don't get it. I don't know if I've ever told anybody this before, but when I was a teenager, when One Direction were first on the X Factor, which I think was 2000, and I think I was third year at the time. What age are you in third? We must be talking like maybe even 15 years ago. No, it wasn't 2009. I was going to say like 2011, 2012. No, but it wouldn't have been that. It must have been 2010. It must have been 2010. Hey Google, what year were One Direction and The X Factor?
2010.
According to Wikipedia. Alexa, oh, hey Google, stop. We have an Alexa in one room and a Hey Google in the other, so it gets really confusing. 2010. In 2010, so this must have been 20, well actually in 2010, in the run up to Christmas, there was a rumour that Niall Horan was going to be turning on the Christmas tree lights in Mullingar, because that was the year he was actually like on the X Factor in One Direction. And my daddy was literally going to drive us down to Mullingar. Now, I live up in the north, not like north, but you know, north enough, maybe like a 2.5 hour drive, maybe 2 hours drive from Mullingar. And my daddy was literally going to like drive me and my friends down to Mullingar to see One Direction where Niall Horan turned on the Christmas tree lights. Like, I was obsessed. And that was just whenever they were on the X Factor, like singing Total Eclipse of the Heart and doing kind of, you know, funny little dance moves. Thank God we didn't go down, because it turned out he did not turn on the Christmas tree lights that night. So that was, you know, this saving us a wasted trip. But that next summer, when they released What Makes You Beautiful, they were doing like a radio tour. And me and my friends, we must have been 13. Maybe 14, but no older than that. I think we were 13. My friends and I went down to basically camped outside City Beat, which is now Q Radio in Belfast. And it must have been like 3:30 in the morning, maybe even earlier than that, that we went down. There were already people down there by the time we got there, and we were there at like, I think it was between like 2 and 3 in the morning. My daddy dropped us down as well. Got us a wee McDonald's breakfast. He actually went to McDonald's and came back and brought it to us. And there was just like, there must have been 100 girls like queued up, and we all waited there to see One Direction. And they arrived at like 9 a.m. And I had a BlackBerry at the time. And I remember I didn't realize you could get Wi-Fi in a BlackBerry the whole time that I fucking had it for 2 years. So I didn't have any internet access that whole time. And we waited to see them. And they came in like their little mini, you know, like one of those like nice Merc buses, and went in, did their interview and came out. And Zayn looked at me, and I literally remember like just being obsessed then with Zayn for like the next 6 months. I was like, Zayn and I had eye sex. Like, this is incredible. Like, Zayn loves me. Zayn is in love with me. Zayn Malik fancies me, Rebecca Kane. We're going to get married. Like, I was obsessed. He wasn't even my favorite either. Like, I was obsessed. I was always a bit of an Al girl. Well, really, to be honest, I was a Harry girl. But I feel like we kind of chose, and Maria was kind of, Maria, if you're listening to this, I feel like you kind of always had Harry. And then I feel like Gemma with Louis, and I'm trying to think. I mean, I was definitely Niall, and then there was Liam and Zayn. And Chloe was maybe like Liam, but I don't remember who Zayn was. Because I don't, Rebecca Conley, if you're listening to this, I don't really know if you were like that into 1D. Was it Nuala? I don't know. But somebody had Zayn anyway. And yeah, what a time. Like, what a time. And it actually, it gets better. So not only did we do that, we then, a couple of months later, still at the ripe old age of 13, actually went from like 1 a.m. in the morning on the Dublin Road and camped outside Ticketmaster with, I don't know if we had sleeping bags, but we had like big blankets. There were people there with tents. Again, just other wee girls like our age. So funny. I don't know how my mum and daddy let us do it, but I think it's because everybody's parents kind of like took turns just kind of checking in on us, maybe giving us a wee phone call, making sure we weren't being murdered or anything on the streets of Belfast on a Friday night at the ripe old age of 13. But it was like, we literally just like stayed there all night, and I probably had another McDonald's breakfast, and we waited to get One Direction tickets to their first show, and we ended up getting them and got third row in the waterfront, and I caught a snowball that they threw to us. Unfortunately, by that point, they'd stopped doing the "What Makes You Beautiful, Girl." I think they were doing, they did have a girl on stage at some point. But by the time they got to Belfast, I think they stopped. So I think we were, might have even been the first show that didn't have the One Less Lonely Girl. That was definitely one, or Justin Bieber. But the "What Makes You Beautiful, Girl," it's a little bit sad, but we moved. That was such an era. Like, "Gotta Be You," "One Thing." Oh my God, it was so good. One Direction have so many bangers. I actually highly, highly, highly recommend you go back and listen to them. I forget how I got on to talking about One Direction, but one day, whenever Niall and Harry are on this podcast, I don't know if they'll listen back to this. I don't know if they will, but big fan, big fan. Really, really rooting for a reunion. And that's really all that I have to say on that matter. Next, slicked back buns. I don't have much to say to this other than talking of hair masks, because I am currently sitting with a hair mask in my hair. A few Fridays ago... Do you know what? It was actually after recording a book club episode for The Mountain Is You. And I had my hair like in a hair mask, and I like slicked it back into a bun, and I thought I looked so fucking cute. I thought I looked so cute. And then I actually looked at myself in the mirror, and I'm just putting it out there now. Some girls can pull off slicked back buns and some can't. And I do not think I'm one of those people who can. Like, sometimes I look nice with my hair in like a tight bun, like a little ballerina bun. Like, I actually think I look like cute. I actually know I do. But my God, I just looked atrocious. Like, I actually was laughing at myself. And Massey, I met him a little after, and he was like, what's in your hair? And I was like, oh, I've got a hair mask. And he was like, it just looks really greasy and really gross. And I was literally like, okay, but it's like a Friday night. Nobody's going to see me anyway. Thank God. Thank God nobody saw me. Like, it was awful. To be fair, I don't think he actually used the words "it looks really gross," but he definitely said "it looks really greasy." And there was me thinking that I look like one of those really cute girls. You know, when they put their hair mask in and like slick back their hair and go to the gym and they're like matching talus set and they're nice New Balance sock and I don't know, Nike trainers, whatever. Like, I was like, I am that bitch. I'm that fucking bitch with my slick back bun and my like Lululemon leggings. And I was not, I actually wasn't even wearing Lululemon leggings. I was wearing, granted, still Lululemon, no, Sweaty Betty tracksuit bottoms. But if you didn't know they were Sweaty Betty, they would just look like oversized grey, like a bit rough tracksuit bottoms. And I was wearing a pretty expensive Zara coat, and I probably looked like I'd actually just like, I looked rough as anything, I've got to be honest. That's all I have to say on it. I thought I'd write it down because it made me laugh so much. The state of myself with that slick back bun, because I really thought I was like kind of coming on from the printer vibes. You know, I thought I was like that woman in STEM when I had my hair back in that slick back bun, until I actually caught a good glimpse of myself in the mirror. I thought I was like that girl. I thought I was that bitch. And spoiler alert, I was not. I was not at all. So yeah, if you're one of those people who can really pull it off, I applaud you and please tell me your secrets, but I'm just not. I'm actually just not. Okay, I'm trying to think what other topics I have. I'm reading through what ones are worthy of talking about. Let me see. Hot cross buns. I kind of already spoke about them. Well, I mentioned them. M&S do these really nice blueberry hot cross buns. I really like them. I'm not a huge fan of normal hot cross buns, but these ones are nice because they don't have as much dried fruit in them. Apparently the triple chocolate ones are really nice, but I haven't brought myself to buy them yet because I'm telling myself that I'm being healthy. But I will eat them before Easter. I definitely will. Plus, Lent starts on Valentine's Day, actually, next Wednesday. So I have loads of time. I've got minimum 6 weeks left to get them. So I'm actually fine. 7 weeks. I've got 7 weeks to try those triple chocolate hot cross buns. I didn't try them last year because I didn't really know how I felt about them, but I've seen only good reviews about them, only good things online in that very niche, micro niche area of M&S hot cross buns, which for some reason my TikTok and Instagram seems to be relatively full of this time of year. Everybody in that like micro influencer zone are big fans. So have you tried them? Do you like them? Is there fruit in them? Because I don't really like little dried fruit and things. I don't mind the blueberry ones because they're sweeter and I like blueberries, but like currants and stuff, I'm not a huge fan of. That's it. But the blueberry ones, I would recommend them. They're very nice. Toasted with like salted butter. Oh, unbeatable. Unbeatable, I'm telling you. Podcast episodes. Okay, I've listened to two really good podcast episodes in the last week and they really made me think and they really made me laugh. The first one is Everything is Content. I follow Anone on Instagram and she is a host or was a host. She doesn't really do it anymore of the Adulting Pod, but I really like her and she has a really great just like influencer, really great Instagram account. Where each week she talks about, like, she has this Let's Talk About segment where people put in topics to, like, discuss in, like, the question and answer boxes. And some of the responses are, like, really juicy. Like, I think last week it was kind of about long-term relationships and marriage and infidelity and monogamy. But previously it's been about, like, trad wives. And they actually talk about this on the podcast. I don't remember the name of the other two girls because I only listen to it because I follow Anoni, but I'm going to start listening to it properly. I followed it on Spotify because it is so good. Like, I don't know if it was just that one episode that I listened to because I was in the mood for it, but it's like a general kind of pop culture podcast, I guess you would say. They talked about like the trad wife movement, which is kind of weird. Do you know that girl Nora Smith on Instagram or Nara Smith? I'm not particularly sure what her name is. I thought she was like 27, which is obviously still young because I am the ripe young age of 20. Ripe young doesn't make sense. I am the very young seedling age of 27, but I thought she was around that and she has a couple of kids. Anyway, it turns out she's like 22 and she has like three kids and some stepchildren or a stepchild and very much into like very aesthetic trad wife TikTok videos. Now, if you're 22 and can afford three kids, or even if you can't afford three kids, like, hats off to you, like, fair play, because at 27, I don't think I could afford one, so completely hats off. But, like, the whole, I didn't realize she was, like, a trad wife. I follow her on TikTok and I didn't even click, but they're, like, they're both Mormon. I think she converted to Mormonism and they're quite religious and apparently it does push this narrative quite heavily of, like, oh, I got up at 5:30 to make my son a peanut butter and jelly sandwich because he wanted to get one before he went swimming or something. And she made all the bread and stuff from scratch. And, you know, everybody's in the comments like, oh, this is like the ideal woman, blah, blah, blah. It's a really interesting topic. I'd actually love to get somebody on the podcast to discuss it with. Maybe one of my friends. Maybe Anoni, actually. That could be quite cool. We're not friends, but I feel like we would be. I might send her a DM and see if she replies. I know any reply. But really interesting podcast episode, this particular one. I'm going to link it below. Another thing you're going to write down. I'm on the ball with writing things down today. LA intro, outro. Leave Geneva, I was calling that. Leave Geneva link pod episodes. It was really, really interesting. And another topic they talked about, which I actually thought was very interesting, Barbie. The whole Barbie Gate Oscar fiasco. Was Barbie left out of the Oscars? Like, did it deserve Oscars? And this is a topic that I would not say I got heated about, but that I have enjoyed discussing over the past like week or two. I think it was announced, 2 weeks ago, the nominations. Now, I put into my like friend group chat being like, potentially controversial opinion. This was before I listened to the podcast. Potentially controversial opinion. I loved Barbie. I think it was one of my like top five favorite movies that I've seen the last year, maybe even top three. And I've seen loads of movies the last year. I absolutely loved it. I thought it was so funny. It really made me laugh. It made me feel really warm inside. It made me feel really empowered. I thought it was really like great to see like all the different body shapes and everything and all the different kinds of Barbies. I just thought it was like a really great movie. I loved the obviousness of the feminism and the messaging, and it was just like, I loved it, right? Like, I absolutely loved it. I would give it like an 8.5 out of 10 just for being like a really fun movie that takes the piss in the most obvious way to make like messaging really, really, really clear. I thought it was brilliant. I don't think it deserved any Oscar. Well, not any Oscars. I don't think. I love Margot Robbie. I'm obsessed with her. I'd love to get her on the pod one day. Like, I think she's an incredible actress and producer and director, everything. Like, she is amazing. Same for Greta Gerwig. Same for everybody else. But, like, I just don't know if it was the kind of movie that deserved... That not deserved. I don't know if deserves the right word. I don't know if it's the kind of movie that's, like, should be in the running for the Oscars, for like Oscar noms. Like, I went to see The Holdovers a few weeks ago, and that was amazing, and that was very much like a Oscar winning movie, you know? Like, the performances in that were fantastic. Like, the main character, the main actor, and I actually forget his name, I think it's something Italian, he was incredible. I think he does have a nomination. Like, it was amazing. Barbie, I fucking loved. Like, I genuinely loved it. But I just don't know if it was, like, Oscar vibey. I don't know if it was Oscar quality. And I don't think it should take away from the fact that it was a really incredible movie with an incredible story and really fun and fun messaging, just because it didn't win Oscars. And, like, I don't think Ryan Gosling deserved to get Best Supporting Actor. I just don't think the performance was strong enough. Because it was kind of like, Barbie was a bit of a parody as well, you know? And like, I just don't know if, maybe I, like, there's a very high chance that I am completely wrong here, because I do not really like follow the Oscars really intently, but I don't think that like parody kind of comedy movies in the past have really been nominated or won. Like, it's just not the vibe of the Oscars. Doesn't mean it's a bad movie because you don't get nominated for an Oscar, but like Little Women, incredible movie, Greta Gerwig's Little Women, like one of the worst and best movies I've ever seen. It made me feel things I never wanted to feel because it was like so deep. And I did not know the story of Little Women before going to see it. And it literally like ruined my life for like 2 weeks because I couldn't sleep because I was so devastated about like everything that happened in it. And that obviously deserved the Oscar nominations because it was like that kind of movie. But I just don't feel like Barbie fits into that category of Oscar worthy movies. I don't like saying worthy, but I guess that's the right word, like Oscar vibey movies. I don't know, maybe that's worse. America Ferrera, love her so much. Love that she phoned like the other sisters from the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants to like tell them that she'd been nominated for Best Supporting Actress. Love that. But like, I just don't think it compares. Like, that role in Barbie does not compare to other roles in other movies that the other Best Supporting Actress noms have been like the actresses have been nominated for. And I think if Ryan Gosling or America Ferrera was to win, it would be a bit like, really? Not that they didn't deserve it, but like other people deserved it more because of the style of acting, you know? And this is what I was thinking about. Anyway, they really get into this in the Everything is Content episode that I'm going to link below. It's really interesting because there's three of them and they discuss it to kind of hear their perspectives. To be honest, they're all kind of like on the same page. I think maybe the reason I enjoyed it so much is because I had that opinion, but it will make you think anyway. And yeah, just really interesting, the whole like Barbie conversation. What do you think? Do you think it deserved like to scrape all the Oscars, or do you think that everybody's just kind of hopping on the, oh my God, this is the whole point of the film. Barbie should have won all of these Oscars. They haven't happened yet, but Barbie should have been nominated for like, Margot Robbie should have got Best Actress. Greta Gerwig should have got Best Director. I don't think she was nominated for Best Director, but I do think it was nominated for like maybe Best Screenplay or something. Like it was nominated for still like 7 Oscars or something. Like it still got a lot of nominations, but I just don't think you can compare that to the Oscars, or even like, I went to see All of the Strangers at the weekend, which was incredible. And even like that movie, I don't think it got any Oscar nominations, and it was kind of like the vibes of the Oscars, you know? So loved Barbie, thought it was an incredible movie, loved the messaging of it, absolutely loved the film. I just don't think that any of the performances were worthy of Oscars. Even though all the performances were great, it just wasn't that kind of movie, you know? And sometimes that's okay. Like, not every movie with a really strong feminist message needs to be an Oscar-winning movie. And it doesn't mean that it's, like, bad because of that, you know? Oppenheimer, obviously, it got, like, I think, like, all of the nominations. I did enjoy Oppenheimer. I didn't think it was perfect. Like, definitely not. I would not give it a 10 out of 10. But Oppenheimer's the kind of movie that wins Oscars, not because it's, like, men, but I think because it is just that kind of dramatic, huge scale of a movie, you know, this, like, gigantic biopic that tells a really interesting story in a very dramatic way, you know? So, yeah, that's really my two cents on the Barbie Oscar thing. Do you agree? Do you disagree? I'm really genuinely interested to know thoughts, because I don't know if I'm... like, I, to be honest, I feel pretty firm in that. The only thing I would maybe consider is, like, why do I think that it's that kind of movie can't win Oscars? And I just think it's because it's not really the kind of movie that does win Oscars. Maybe that's wrong. Maybe I need to relook at that. But, like, just because a movie doesn't win Oscars doesn't mean it's, like... isn't nominated for Oscars doesn't mean it's a bad movie, you know? Food for thought. Love to hear what you think. Would genuinely love to hear what you think. So send me a message. Leave a comment on one of my Instagram posts. Yeah, very interested. Another podcast I've been loving that I just finished earlier on. I actually started it last Monday. Oh, that was another thing I forgot to say. I went to Sony last Monday for, like, this private concert of Paul Russell, who sings that Lil Boo Thing song. Really good. Anyway, it's like a private concert that my boyfriend was invited to because he was shooting him that day. I guess I can say that. I feel like that's not a secret. And it was so much fun. So anyway, I was in Sony. It was really, like, cool to be in, like, Sony headquarters at this, like, cool little, like, private concert. Sometimes I have these moments because I see famous people quite a lot as well. And, like, I'm very normal. And I kind of have this, like, I don't know, I have these little moments in my life where I'm like, oh, this is, like, 17-year-old me is quivering in her boots right now. You know what I mean? Like, mad. It was such a cool experience. And, like, the Sony headquarters is really, really, really cool as well. But anyway, on the way to that, I was listening to the Louis Theroux Paul Mescal podcast, and then I finished it earlier on. I really think you should listen to this. I don't know why I find it so funny. I don't know if it's because I'm from Ireland. I just don't know. But it was, like, a really good podcast episode. You can probably skip through the first, like, 10-15 minutes because it's kind of just Louis Theroux talking and giving, like, a very roundabout introduction, and, like, there's no interview. It's literally just him talking. But when it actually gets into the conversation, it's just really funny. I don't know. The two of them have, like, a really good dynamic. It's the same with, like, Paul Mescal and Amelia from Chicken Shop Date. We watched that video last week as well, which was really good. But I just really enjoyed the podcast. Paul Mescal is he really blew up. Like, I actually, when I realized he was from that sausage ad, I don't even remember. I feel like I need to remember the brand of sausages. Oh my god, as if I could forget Denny's sausages, as if I could forget, as if I didn't have them probably once a week growing up for a couple of years. Like, anyway, he was in Denny's sausage advert, and it was always on at the start of the cinema. I always remember that there was, like, a year period when it was on at, like, the start of the cinema, and then it was on TV all the time. But this was before Paul Mescal was, like, you know, the Paul Mescal that everybody knows today. It's before Normal People. But they talk about that, and it just made me laugh so much because I actually didn't realize that it was him until maybe relatively recently. Paul Mescal's another person I'd love to have on the podcast. I feel like we could have a really interesting discussion, you know, like a good conversation. But him and Louis Theroux just have a good dynamic. It's, like, very dry humor. I was genuinely, like, laughing. I was walking back with my blueberry hot cross bun earlier, eating it out of the packet and laughing to just the conversation that they're having, because it's just really funny. So if you need, like, a laugh, and you just, like, the other thing is, like, I usually never listen to podcasts like that. Like, I don't know why. I think it came up, I actually think the Louis Theroux podcast came up on, like, my Spotify homepage as a recommended, and everything is content I deliberately listen to because I saw an only post about it that day. But, like, they were both such good podcasts. Louis Theroux one is good. Does ramble a bit at the beginning, to be honest. I would skip, like, until the interview starts. But really interesting and just kind of really funny to listen to. Like, it genuinely made me laugh. Paul comes across very I don't know. He comes across well. He has a good sense of humor, but he's like, he sounds like, yeah, like an interesting guy. And it was just funny. It just sounds funny. And that's really all I have to say. It was just like a funny podcast episode. Like, I didn't expect myself to laugh as much as I did laugh at it. And I didn't expect myself to enjoy Everything as Content as much as I enjoyed it. So definitely going to listen to more of Everything as Content. And we'll definitely give Lou Theroux's podcast another couple of listens as well. When I did get home earlier, I finished it literally 5 minutes before I started recording this episode. And I was like, oh, I really want to just watch like Louis Theroux documentaries now, because I feel like I'm really in the mood, because he just has that kind of voice and his documentaries are so interesting. And funnily enough, I don't think Mass has ever seen any of them, so maybe I can coerce him into watching one tonight. Although I do think tonight is an Italian MasterChef night. But yeah, speaking of Italian MasterChef, I need to go put my dinner on because it is now 7:25 and I want to fast tomorrow. So I'm going to go. Should I talk about my cake? Do I want to post the pictures of my cake, or do I want to leave it for my 50th episode? I made a cake. I spent all day last Sunday making a cake. I spent all week the previous week, and I'm not even joking. I was dreaming about cakes. I woke up dreaming about cakes. I was having fucking nightmares about cakes, right? I wanted to make a perfect, not even perfect, but just like a really cute vintagey aesthetic birthday cake for Life Actually. I was going to write Life Actually on it. It was even going to become my like podcast cover image. Like, it was perfect in my head. It was perfect. Spent a fortune on all the bloody ingredients, right? Vanilla essence alone was like £6. The almond essence that I got from Whole Foods because I was feeling bougie was like a fiver. That's £11 alone. I didn't have any of the other ones either, so I had to buy everything from scratch. Ordered like a cake decorating kit and everything off Amazon. All the piping bags, was doing like a chocolate, the best ever chocolate cake with a mascarpone frosting, and it was a fucking disaster. It was a disaster. I'm quite chill whenever I cook. Like, I really enjoy cooking. Baking, I struggle a bit more with because I am not very precise with measurements. Like, I think that was a bit of the problem. Didn't follow, like I said earlier, not great at following instructions. I didn't follow the instructions well enough. And I haven't baked in such a long time that I kind of forgot this. Because the time before this I baked was like 2 years ago, was it? Yeah, it was about 2 years ago. I made this gorgeous like clementine cake. It was a Mary Berry recipe for Easter, and it was delicious. Massey and I ate the whole thing, and it honestly was like insane. But I think I remember having words to myself and being like, Bex, you need to be really precise, otherwise you're gonna have a disaster like you usually do. Anyway, had a disaster last week. I think the photos look kind of cute. I've got to give it to Massey. Just even now thinking about it, I usually don't get frustrated at things. Like, I'm quite good at brushing things off. But by the end of that Sunday night, I actually nearly cried. I was going to throw the whole thing in the bin, and myself. I was going to throw myself in the bin. And I'm glad I didn't in the end, because it actually tasted okay when it was warmed up. But it was just, I decided to video it, right? Maybe this is where I went wrong. I was like, I'm going to take a cute video. I'm going to make a TikTok. I'm going to make my first ever like proper Life Actually TikTok. And I'm going to put a voiceover on it. I'm going to talk about Life Actually turning into the things I've learned in the last 2 years, and me making this cute little video along the way. To start off with, recording yourself for TikTok, actually a lot harder to not look at the camera than you think it is. I kept catching my own eye and smiling because I'm cute and flirting with myself a wee bit in the camera. And like, you're probably not meant to do that because I don't see other TikTokers doing that. Tried to make this fucking TikTok video. It was like disaster after disaster, though the lighting looked really good, so I looked really cute. And finally made all the mixture with all my fucking mismeasurements, as it turned out. I have one of those springform tins, like the springform cake tins, where you can like unlatch it and the bottom comes out to make it easier to remove after. Poured the bloody cake batter into the cake tin, and I was like, how have I managed to spill so much of this? Why is it all over the worktop? Keeping in mind it's chocolate cake mixture, so it's like very dark brown. My worktops are like white with like little crystal sparkles in them, so you know, very messy. The springform cake tin wasn't on right, or it was broken or something, so it all just leaked out the bottom. Like, it literally just all leaked all over the place. I managed to save about 75% of it. That was fine. the cupboards at this stage were covered in like chocolate cake mixture dripping down the cupboards. It was crazy. Such a mess. My hands were covered in chocolate cake mixture. But I managed to save it. That was fine. I cleaned the tin and I was going to do it again. And as I cleaned the tin, I was putting the bottom of the tin back into the cake, the rest of the cake tin, and I fucking dropped. The whole thing dropped into the mixture. So now the cake mixture was all over the bloody cake tin again. Anyway, got past that. Managed to cook it. It didn't... I don't know what I did wrong. Probably the ingredients. It ended up being way heavier. Like, it rose quite a lot in the oven and then it all collapsed. Something to do with the temperature, Massey said. Then I tried to make my mascarpone frosting. Curdled it. That's all I'm going to say. Disaster. Like, Mass thought it was really funny. He sent a photo into his family group chat. His dad is a gelateria? I'm not exactly sure what the word is. He has a gelateria. Wow, I started over that. He has a gelateria. It makes the most amazing ice cream in Cortona in Italy. Or gelato in Cortona. And it is absolutely incredible. And he was like, I have this little dream of just working in an ice cream shop. Like, it's kind of maybe a bit of like my destiny, I feel like. Anyway, pretty sure he was like, he did say something in Italian. Needless to say, she's never working in a gelateria because clearly doesn't understand how fucking temperatures work with milk. Overwhipped the bloody mascarpone. Then I was like, right, okay, it's fine. Massey tried to help because he just got back. Made it worse. It actually looked like cottage cheese. It looked awful. Then I was like, I'll just do a buttercream. Buttercreams are easy. Added too much milk into the buttercream. It all separated. Had to like melt the buttercream to like melt the butter in the buttercream to get it to like reabsorb the milk. Cooled it down. It was fine. Managed to get it. Over fucking whipped it again so it all separated again. Had to do it again. At this point it was like 8:30 at night and I'd been cooking 2:00. I was literally ready to cry. And yeah, I piped it on. I'm going to do like what I wanted and what it actually turned out like. Now, Mass, to be fair to him, did take, he was like, no, let me take some nice photos. You know, you want us nice photos. And I was like, don't even look at me. Like, I just want to go in the bin. And he did get like one or two nice pictures of me where I'm smiling because I'm just like laughing at the situation. I got past the crying point by the time the photos were taken. And then, yeah, it was a disaster, very expensive disaster, but I do still have a lot of the ingredients. So maybe I'll try it again. For my 50th episode, I might do like a 50 rather than a life, actually. It might be easier now that I can learn from my mistakes. But yeah, bit of a disaster. It was funny, you know, now looking back, but what a waste of a day. And half the cake went in the bin. It was such a waste as well because we weren't sure if we could eat the buttercream after melting it and freezing it, melting it and freezing it, melting it and freezing it like 4 times. Oh, what a mess. Anyway, happy birthday, life, actually. I am so proud of myself for starting this podcast 2 years ago. I feel like I'm such a different... No, I'm not. I'm not a really different person, but I'm just so much more confident in myself, my life, and standing up for myself and what I believe in now in comparison to 2 years ago. Should probably speak slower in the pod, though. And thank you to everybody who's been listening from day one and all of the new people who have listened along the way. For the 50th episode, which is coming in a few weeks, I'm going to record kind of just some of my biggest lessons, like my biggest changes I've seen in myself and my life over the past couple of years. And I'm really looking forward to that. Next week, hopefully Shan will be on. We're due to record this weekend. I think that'll be a really interesting topic. And this week also, I will have the first part of Fuck Being Humbleite, which I'm really enjoying. So please read along and join the Geneva chat below if you haven't already, or just join it. Even if you're not going to read the book, it might be interesting to get some tips and tricks for how to further your career, promote yourself, and take control of your own career and destiny and everything else ultimately. And that's it. Thank you for listening to this episode of me just kind of rambling and talking about life and funny things and thoughts in my head. I've actually really enjoyed it. I like these kind of episodes myself, like listening to people just ramble. So I hope you enjoyed it. Please leave a rating and review if you haven't before. You can leave a little 5-star review. I would really appreciate that. I really love it. Share it with your friends and family. You can even share it on Instagram. Tag me if you do. And that's everything. I think that's it. I will see you next week, hopefully with Shan, which I'm really looking forward to. And yeah, have a great week. Happy Tuesday when you're listening to this, if you listen to it whenever it comes out. I'm going to go make my dinner now. I was meant to do it 15 minutes ago. And yeah, that's it. Happy Tuesday. Happy whatever day it is, everybody. And I will speak to you soon. Bye.